Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
That's Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, financialseminary.biz, right?
Org.
.org. I don't know why I always said Financial Seminary, ladies and gentlemen, .org. You can find Gary's very prolific writer. I encourage you to subscribe to whatever he's got that he'll send you. Find his books. Look up America. That's his new one. Financial Insights for people looking left and people looking right. And Gary, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the disconnect. Once again, we're continuing. You and I are trying to shine some light on this thing. Long before Bernanke, long before Icahn, long before Bernanke said anything about this, Gary, I was telling my audience what Holder said about that these people were too big to jail. Mm-hmm. Not the banks were too big to fail, so we bailed them out for crimes that their leaders did. And then when somebody asked him about why hasn't anybody going to jail, he said because they're too big to jail. And you know, Bernanke basically admitted if we'd put some of those guys in jail, it could have created a global crisis.
Oh yeah.
On top of the a PR crisis, on top of the financial crisis.
I think it would have, Jim.
Now, so tell me that's not the definition of an oligarchy. So Gary, what do we do going forward? How can we get out of this? Are we just doomed to keep writing these things like this? Has money gotten to the point where have we lost control, Gary?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. I think the current political environment, Jim, with everybody seeking an outsider, is a reflection of that. Main Street has caught on to what's going
yep.
on. They know, they understand that it's a case of elitism. And I want to take you back to something Peter Drucker again wrote 20 years ago, Jim, in Post-Capitalist Society. What's been driving Wall Street and corporate America to a great degree is a teaching by Milton Friedman that was accepted at face value. He was a great economist and a great champion for freedom and liberty and so on. But he had one very bad idea. And he used to say, teach, that corporations have only one social responsibility, and that's to make as much money as possible for
mm-hmm.
shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And corporate America has since treated their suppliers, the people like yourself who supply,
yep.
their customers. If you think about Wall Street and the mortgage
yep.
crisis, what did they do? I mean, they kind of forgot about the customer.
And their employees.
And there's a lot of alienation there. And Peter Drucker prophesied all of this 20 years ago. And he wrote a chapter 5, in Post-Capitalist Society. It's called The Responsibility-Based Organization. And in it, he said, we were about to undergo the biggest transformation of society since Plato and Aristotle. And he said, because society had always been organized around who has power. He said, from now on, it's going to be organized around who will accept responsibility, not just responsibility
mm-hmm.
for oneself, which
mm-hmm.
is individualism, taking care of number one, but taking care of corporations, of shareholders, yes, but also employees,
yep.
and suppliers, and take a look at the VW thing right now.
Yep.
Just further information,
mm-hmm.
right? The environment and so on. I mean, it's just good business, Jim.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, Gary, the thing that's been lost in the last 20 years, 30 years maybe, is the humanity of these corporations.
Yeah, exactly.
And the part of the bottom line these companies have been reporting has been on the backs of the unemployed that they laid off more than they should have, and on the backs of the people who stayed on the job and did the work of three people for fear they'd get fired. That's part of it.
And Peter Drucker wrote very directly about that. He said it's absolutely, in his worldview, it was immoral, Jim.
Yeah.
For, as he said, for corporate CEOs to get large bonuses, even larger bonuses, by laying off employees and making the remaining employees work even harder.
Gary, there's an old Wall Street saying you probably heard. On Wall Street, everybody in the deal gets paid. They need to extend that to the economy. Everybody gets paid.
And, there you go.
But you have to earn it. Manipulative capitalism and the oligarchs have got to go, Gary. Otherwise, America will fail. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Financialseminary.org. Check out his website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.